It has been almost 2 weeks since someone in Arizona was diagnosed with the coronavirus. As of this morning, the Centers for Disease Control reports 11 people in the U.S. have been diagnosed with the infection. Worldwide, the number of coronavirus cases topped 20,000 this week, with the vast majority in China, where it originated. The World Health Organization reports 425 people have died. Joining us now is Jessica Rigler, Assistant Director with the Arizona Department of Health Services, the public health agency that's monitoring the coronavirus in Arizona. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. So we had somebody associated with ASU who had traveled to Wuhan, China, diagnosed with mild symptoms. Can you give us an update? Is that individual out of quarantine yet? Do we know how they're doing?
You know, at this time, we're still monitoring the individual who's been confirmed with that case of coronavirus.
And as far as we know, is that the only case known in Arizona?
Yes, Arizona still only has one confirmed case of coronavirus at this time.
What is the state, and maybe more to the point, what is your agency doing in terms of monitoring and trying to make people aware of what the symptoms are and have them go to the doctor if they think they might have something?
Public health at both the state and the local level works really hard to ensure that our Arizona residents are informed and that they know what they need to do if they're concerned about coronavirus. At this time, people who have had a history of travel to China in the last 14 days who are experiencing symptoms like fever, cough, or shortness of breath should be calling their healthcare provider to let them know and seek medical evaluation. But for the general public who's not recently traveled to China or had contact with anyone who's sick with the coronavirus, the concern is much lower.
So in terms of the work that the health department is doing, is it mostly with healthcare providers? Is it with potential patients or people that, you know, maybe contact you or that you know have traveled to China recently?
Yeah, public health has been working incredibly hard over the last several weeks here in order to make sure we're prepared in the event that additional cases of coronavirus occur here in Arizona in travelers from China. And so we've done a significant amount of outreach to healthcare facilities around the state in order to make sure that they understand who's at risk for the coronavirus, what the symptoms are, and what kind of personal protective equipment that they need to be having on inventory in order to care for those patients. We've also worked across the state with our local public health partners so they're prepared in order to conduct evaluation of residents within their jurisdictions to determine whether or not there's someone who is potentially at risk for the virus.
Jessica, in your position, certainly it's a clinical approach, but we know that when things like this occur, people have concerns, maybe it's perception. Does your agency do anything from a standpoint of making it clear that you're on top of it, that you're working with other medical professionals? I wonder if there is there a certain approach you have to take in order to keep these things from, I don't know, getting out of hand or having people get more nervous and worried?
Yeah, I think that's a really great point. One thing that I would emphasize is that what we're doing now is core public health work. So we have epidemiologists at the state and the local level that do this kind of work every day for diseases like whooping cough or tuberculosis. This is just a novel virus that's spreading, but we're taking the same approach where we're conducting epidemiological investigations, working with healthcare providers and the public to keep them informed, and then looking at what other public health prevention measures are needed in order to reduce the chance of spread of disease.
Is there a model or a forecast right now for how widespread this might become in the U.S. or even if there are additional cases expected here in Arizona?
We don't have a particular model at this time to determine how widespread this could be. However, it is certainly a possibility that we would see additional cases here in Arizona. We would certainly expect those from returning travelers, but there could be a time in the future when we see person-to-person transmission beyond that. We just don't know. We've been fortunate so far that all the cases in the United States have been reported in individuals who have returned from China or people who have had close contact with individuals who are sick after returning from China.
And you mentioned that part of what the health department is doing is communicating with hospitals and other healthcare facilities about specifically what kinds of equipment they might need to have. Are you hearing that hospitals have what they need or are able to get it or able to afford to get what they need?
We're in the process of querying healthcare facilities across the state to assess what their levels of preparedness are and what kind of materials they have on hand in order to be able to respond, as well as continue out their day-to-day functions. At this time, we're not looking at shortages. However, we've been feeding that information back to the federal government and looking across the nation to determine whether there are some federal emergency stockpiles or anything like that that may need to be activated in order to ensure we've got healthcare preparedness.
All right. That is Jessica Rigler, Assistant Director with the State Department of Health Services. Jessica, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.